This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Russian Defense Ministry says it has sent hundreds of additional troops to Syria to help patrol the country's Turkey-Syria border. Meanwhile, U.S. military planners are backing U.S. President Donald Trump's calls to protect oil fields in Syria. A defense official says the U.S. is working to reinforce the position of U.S. troops still in Syria. The official says the effort would include sending additional military assets to the region. The United Nations says almost 180,000 people have been displaced since the start of the Turkish incursion into Syria. Ursula Muller, the Assistant Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, told the UN Security Council that thousands of children are among those who have fled the border area.
In the last 2 weeks, almost 180,000 people, including close to 80,000 children, have fled south from the border areas between Turkey and Syria.
All sides say they are abiding by a ceasefire as they implement a Russian-Turkish agreement that divides up the border region. The U.S. Justice Department's review of the Russia probe is now a criminal investigation. AP's Mike Rossi reports.
What was an administrative review of the Russia investigation is now a formal criminal inquiry by the Department of Justice. That's according to a person familiar with the investigation who spoke to the Associated Press on Thursday. The person spoke on condition of anonymity and was not authorized to discuss the ongoing matter publicly. President Donald Trump has repeatedly characterized the Russia investigation as a witch hunt and railed against Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Congressional Republicans have long sought answers about how the Russia investigation started in the first place. Mike Gracia, Washington.
At least two demonstrators were killed in renewed anti-government rallies in the Iraqi capital on Friday. Security forces unleashed tear gas to push back thousands from Baghdad's Green Zone. This is VOA News. Investigators say a design flaw, inadequate pilot training, and poor flight crew performance contributed to a Boeing jet crashing in Indonesia last year. The accident killed all 189 people on board. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports Boeing is vowing to prevent the type of crashes that killed more than 300 people in Indonesia and in Ethiopia.
The aircraft maker issued the statement after Indonesia's National Transportation Safety Committee released its final report on last year's Lion Air crash. Boeing's chief, Dennis Muilenburg, says the company is addressing the committee's safety recommendations and working to enhance the safety of the 737 MAX jet to, he says, prevent the flight control conditions that occurred in the accident from ever happening again.
That's AP's Charles de Ledesma. European Union ambassadors agreed today that the bloc should grant Britain's request for another extension to the Brexit deadline. However, they have not yet figured out how long that delay should be. The ambassadors will meet again next week. China is calling for joint efforts to counter human smuggling after the discovery in Britain of 39 dead people believed to be Chinese. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
China's government hopes Britain can confirm the identities of the 39 bodies found dead in a refrigerated truck near London as soon as possible. British police say the dead are believed to be Chinese nationals. But the Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman says at present, British police are unable to confirm the nationality of the deceased. Paramedics and police found the bodies of 31 men and 8 women on Wednesday on an industrial estate in Essex, about 20 miles east of the British capital.
That is Reuters' Emily Wither. Fires across northern and southern California have forced the evacuation of at least 50,000 people. Pacific Gas and Electric shut down power to thousands of consumers in an effort to contain the spread of the fires. CAL FIRE Battalion Chief Jonathan Cox says the Sonoma County fire in Northern California is not spreading the way it was earlier.
We've seen kind of a decrease in fire activity on the western perimeter, but we're still seeing fire out in the more remote areas and on the eastern and northern edge of the fire.
The exact cause of the fires are unknown, but forecasters blame them in part on dry conditions made worse by hot winds blowing west from the desert. The United Nations human rights chief is sending a 3-member team to Chile to examine allegations related to security authorities' use of force and reported crimes by others. At least 18 people have died in turmoil that has swept Chile that began as a protest over an increase in subway fares. It has since morphed into a larger movement over growing inequality. France's finance minister says pledges to replenish an international fund meant to help poor nations tackle climate change will reach nearly $10 billion. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.